Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. And don't forget, you can call in at 323-203-0815. I want to give you guys an update. The May 24th seminar is absolutely full. We cannot squeeze one more person in. Thank you all for signing up. And I know you're going to enjoy your day with Dr. Allen. Tonight, we have some really fantastic questions that Dr. Allen's going to answer, and I want to remind you about our sponsor, the Want Institute, wantinstitute.org. Visit and see what it's all about. Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Hi. Ready to answer questions.
All right. We've got a call already. Shall we take it?
Yes.
Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Yes, my name is Mark Newdorf. I was called earlier by Ken. I'm the president of the Canoga Park West Hills Chamber of Commerce, and we're hosting a Memorial Day parade on Monday, and they gave me this number to call after 6 o'clock.
Okay, well, you've called into Dr. Pat Allen's show, but thank you so much. Do you have something fantastic to tell us about the Chamber of Commerce and what you guys are hosting right now?
Well, yeah, we're doing the Memorial Day parade on Monday.
Okay.
And it's the 26th year, consecutive year that we've done it. And so I think it's pretty good news. We've got Brad Sherman coming out and honoring our fallen soldiers that gave their lives for our country. And so I think it's still worthy.
I think it's definitely worthy. And we here at Dr. Pat Allen, we support our troops. And,
yes, we do. I do.
And we're excited about what you guys are doing out there. Now, what's the parade route exactly?
The parade route travels from west to east. It'll be going eastbound on Sherman Way Avenue between Owens Mount and Cozy Crop in Canoga Park.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. I hope that all of our listeners, if they get a chance, will be able to go out there and support our troops and to embrace the memory of our fallen.
That's wonderful. And thank you so much about thinking to call and ask us if we wanted to say something on the radio.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Fantastic. And we do. We support Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
We support our veterans and our troops. And we want to thank the Canoga Park Chamber of Commerce for calling in tonight for this special event. So, Dr. Allen,
yes.
First question of
yes.
the night. I snore a lot, and my husband is a very light sleeper. I decided to move to the guest room. He's reluctant in accepting it, and he thinks married couples should sleep together. But the reality is, I think we're getting along better. He's well rested. I'm not resenting him for poking me all night. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, you're wonderful. I like creating, helping people create relationships that are out of the box. Because that's a should, and a want is, I want to have a good relationship, physically, mentally, emotionally, sexually, spiritually. And the only way to do that is for both people to have their needs met.
Yes. Now, I'm thinking that perhaps the husband in this side of the marriage is thinking that maybe it's a way to escape intimacy or something like that. So how would you suggest they would negotiate that and discuss it?
I hear they already have negotiated it.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, she is going into another room. You see, moral, ethical, and legal issues, he's got the initiative right to say, in spite of the snoring problem, I want it my way.
Right.
He's only forgetting one sentence. How do you feel about that?
That's an important sentence.
And if he doesn't ask her how she feels, he's dominating her.
He's not cherishing her.
He's not cherishing her. And you know, it's not fun to be married to a woman that's not cherished.
No, we tend to get a little angry. So this was a good solution. I mean, we've talked about this before. And it is a good solution. And so she should just continue to tell him.
The best way that works is you agree to go to bed together. She's got her master suite and he's got his, God willing. And so one night she comes, you know, he comes to her bed and they read their books or watch TV or make love or do whatever they do. And then he goes back to his place.
Right.
You see, there's an interesting phenomenon. Too much proximity dulls chemistry.
Right. I've heard that, and I've heard you say that before. Mm-hmm. So,
like Yehiel Gabron said in The Prophet, leave a little wind between you.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I agree with that, and I think that that's a really interesting thing. I don't think it has to be a negative thing that there
are. I do believe in the intimacy of being in a bed together.
Right.
But many people, I sleep from 12 till 5.
Right.
So if I ever am married, I'm married kind of regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always understand that I can get up and go do whatever I need to do. Do you see, my loved one is, you know, wanting to be together after he goes to sleep.
Right. Well, I am not a heavy sleeper, and I don't sleep as many hours as many people do, and I tend to be a doer, so it was always an issue in my relationship, too, because I would wait till my mate went to sleep, and then I would get up, and I would do what I called roaming about the house. I would go out and read,
right.
Have a cup of tea or mm-hmm. listen to some quiet music, and out he would come. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm recharging my batteries. You do it your way. Let me do it mine.
Right.
But it was always an issue.
It's a moral issue. Whenever it's a moral, ethical, or legal issue, each person has to do what they know is right for them.
Right. And that's what was right for me, but it did cause strife. So, yeah, I think the part of communicating it and discussing it is so vitally important.
Good.
All right, we've got another one. Hi, Dr. Allen. Mm-hmm. I went out with a man for 2 months. That would be 7 dates. And I thought we were getting along pretty well. He communicated to me that we'd go out when he was back in town. Since I was the feminine energy, I waited for a call, and it didn't materialize. I'm 3 weeks into your 8-week no contact rule, and I'm really itching to call and find out what happened, but I want to stay in my feminine energy. What do you advise?
I advise you stay just the way you're doing it, because it is not an uncommon game to play bait and switch. Bait means date you, deal with you, seem on a pattern that is going to be very intimate and continuous. Remember,
right.
Longevity, continuity, and exclusivity.
Yeah.
But it is not uncommon for men that want free sex or free wives or free whatever.
Right.
For them to pull away and then know the pressure on you will cause you maybe to call him, chase him.
To chase, right.
That's right. I call it the bait and switch game.
Right. Because he really then is in a different energy.
Yeah.
Right.
And if she waits the last 2 weeks of the 8 weeks, which is a neurobiological system of rumination, feel, think, the last 2 weeks are the most critical ones. So if she's willing to be passive, patient, and vulnerable to his leadership, even if his leadership is to abandon her temporarily, I can promise that when he does call, he will be more in love than when he left.
Exactly.
Because he didn't want to call.
Okay.
He wanted you to call.
Right. He wanted to power play switch.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? There was subparts to that question, and you've answered them all fantastically, so I'm going to take this call. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello? No.
That's
okay.
Our phantom caller.
Oh, there we go. Are you there?
What's your cake?
You want some cake?
Yes.
Hi. Do you have a question? No. Okay. All right. So, right. So we're going to stay in our energy of being female, and we're not going to interact with the man. And her final part of her question
is... No, we're not going to be a man to get a man who wants to be a coy woman.
Right. Okay, so the final part of her question was, is something magical supposed to happen at the eight-week mark? And you said in the last 2 weeks are critical.
Yeah.
Hypercritical to the situation.
Well, what happens is the anxiety. Remember, as... Bowlby said, we are either secure within ourselves in a relationship, whether it's parenting or friendship or working, or we're anxious.
Right.
We're not secure. We have the right to be who we are.
Right.
We're not an I, and you got to be an I to be a we to be an us. So people play games in order to manipulate the anxiety that people have when they're not secure in their identity, which Carl Jung called individuation,
right,
and Maslow called actualization, which
right,
are two great premises. Then the third thing is avoidant. Those people, when they get what they want, all of a sudden don't want it anymore. So they push it away. So it's a push-pull game.
Yeah, my dad used to say that. As a young girl, he would say, you have to understand the concept of push and pull. And a lot of times he said, you know, a gentleman will chase you. And once he catches you, then he's like, oh, game's over. I'm bored. Moving on.
Right.
He said, and then the concept is the concept of push and pull. The more you pull away, the more they, you know, chase along. And then as soon as you turn around, they're like, ah, now what? So
the most aggravating thing a man puts up with is a passive, patient, vulnerable woman.
Right.
Because you can't push a string.
Right.
You see? And it's like water. So a good woman is like water.
Right. Well, we have another call. I don't know if it's the same caller or not. Let's see. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes. I have a question for Dr. Allen, and that is, is it possible for two ego dystonic alphas?
Ooh, that's a powerful question. Go ahead.
Well,
I'm following.
I'm speaking your language, trying to speed things up, because otherwise it's a really long story.
Two ego
dystonic alphas to somehow get therapy and also have a healthy relationship in the meantime.
Absolutely. All they've got to do is go to somebody like me. I specialize in alphas. I'm an alpha, and I know how to do it. Now, ego dystonic, for those that, if you don't know, refers to the following. Your ego is created, which is made up of your mind and your will. And the mind of a man is yang, wants what he wants. And the mind of a woman is very yin. She knows what she doesn't want. So with that in mind, when you're ego dystonic, your ego is serving your soul, which is the anima in a man is feminine, and the animus in a woman. That means he's a girl and she's a guy. An ego syntonic person, the ego is serving the body. And the body of a woman wants to receive, be available, and be cherished. The body of a man wants to be respected. He wants to give. He wants to compete, conquer, and control. So if you want to negotiate with an alpha, which is a brain-heart person, their instinct and their intuition vibrates, as opposed to a beta, who are either instinctive or intuitive.
Right.
So if you want to relate to an alpha who has a capability of intuitive and instinctive beliefs, and you do the same, all you need to do is negotiate every 2 months time, space, money, and play boundaries. Because in doing so, you set up the boundaries that keep you safe.
Are you thinking that's along the lines of a covenant relationship or more of a convenient relationship?
No, I'm thinking of a relationship, a convenient covenant and a codependent relationship are systems of money and chore exchanging. Money and chores. Those are the right lobe, left lobe activities. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with compatibility, that you're both willing to acquiesce to each other, which means you do things that you wouldn't do if you were single, but because you're a team, you do acquiesce in order to keep contracts going. So
okay.
I think in my book, Staying Married and Loving It, people talk about my book, Getting to I Do. Getting to I Do is wonderful, and I love doing it, and God did a good job. But staying married and loving it is more practical. It has the nuts and bolts in it. So if you negotiate every 2 months your thoughts and feelings about time, I, we, and us, how you live in space, chores, maintenance, how you handle money, and how you play sexually and non-sexually, I guarantee that, just as I always say, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments, contracts you're willing to make and keep. So in the first year of a relationship, every 2 months. In the second year, every 4 months. In the third year, every 6 months. And then never less than once a year, negotiate time, space, money, and play.
Okay. Well, the thing is, we don't exactly have a contract in place. He did ask me to marry him on the first date. He said after about an hour, game over, I'm done.
What was he drinking?
He wasn't drinking anything. I was just really calm and feminine and my best self. I just felt so comfortable.
Did you get married?
He said, I want what you have. I just feel so calm around you. And then he's only down here where I'm living 3 days a week, and it's just really hard to get together. And I
wait a minute. Is he living with you 3 days a week? What are you doing?
Well, I was seeing him 2 or 3 days a week, but now we've kind of hit through a rough patch, and I'm hoping.
Wait a minute. This is my other question. Are you in a monogamous, continuous, long-term relationship?
Well, he hasn't taken down his dating profile.
What I'm hearing is, did you give him intercourse when he said, will you marry me on the first date?
Not on the first date.
Which date?
Way too early.
Which date? I didn't get the ring.
Probably fourth.
Fourth date. Did you get your engagement ring, or at least a promise ring?
I didn't get the ring.
I'm going to tell you a secret about myself. I don't trust anybody. Nobody. So what I'm hearing is the chemistry was so out of sight that you acquiesced, you actually surrendered and capitulated your rights, and now you're having to pay for it.
Yes, I am. So I'm wondering.
So are you sitting down right now?
I am.
Would you put one leg over the other?
It is. Thank you.
Could you keep that there until you get a ring or a promise ring and that you negotiate boundaries around time spent together, I alone, we together, us socializing, and how he... what you're comfortable with in his visits?
Okay.
Are you willing to lose him?
I'm sorry?
Are you willing to lose him?
I am willing to lose him because I have to do it right. I'm not going to be in a bad relationship.
All right. Then you've done the first step when you crossed your legs.
Okay.
Now I want your mouth to open up and say that you want to talk about setting boundaries so you're more comfortable.
Okay.
And if he walks out, mark the calendar off for 8 weeks.
Okay.
And don't reach out to him.
Okay, so no texting and no saying,
nothing.
Come to me,
you
Pat
don't
Allen.
But if he texts, facts, emails you, you respond like a lady, respectfully.
But don't move first.
No, don't initiate. Don't do that bait and switch game.
But don't suggest we go listen to you or any of that stuff.
I got
until
news
he
for you.
Has given me a ring.
I'm telling you now to do what you got to do.
Okay.
So if you bring him in, I'll still tell you what you've got to do because you are in control of you. Men are like
right.
bricks. They're wonderful. But without flowers, they're kind of square and boring. Flowers without bricks are not protected. So I want you and he to create a nice little protective unit with flowers. He does what you want him to do or he doesn't. And you either appreciate it or you don't. So you've got some negotiating to do.
Okay, well, he told me he doesn't believe in therapy at all, but he said he's a total failure in relationships. And I think the first sign of trouble, he wants out. And I'm willing to work on stuff because I have stuff to work on myself.
What city do you live in?
I live in Orange County.
Okay, then I have an office in Orange County by John Wayne Airport. So come on down on Tuesday or Wednesday. Make an appointment with my office.
You can call 949-723-0338 to make an appointment. Dr. Allen has private practice in both Los Angeles and in Orange County.
So come on in, and we'll do the game.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, caller. Hey, callers, we've missed a few of your calls. Try us again, 323-203-0815. And in the meantime, while we are waiting to hear from our other callers, I've got two more questions for you. And the first one is, a friend is asking for a friend. I've been attracted to older men since early middle school and, to my knowledge, have never encountered or experienced sexual trauma in my childhood. Why am I attracted to older men?
Probably because their chemistry is a little like your dad and a little not like your dad. Or your dad wasn't there at all, so they get to replace him.
Right. So you have mentioned before, when we're looking for a mate, we're looking for that. Somebody's a little bit like dad, but not too much like dad, that
chemistry.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
And on the other side, a little bit like mom, but not so much mom that it's, you know, icky. And is that just a basic thing? So
it's individual.
It
Some
is.
People are attracted to 20-year-olds when they're 60.
All right.
You know, it isn't how many times you go around the moon, the sun, or anything else. It has to do with chemistry.
Right.
Helen Fisher has a book, Why Him, Why Her? And she heads up chemistry.com, the dating service.
Right.
So I'm just simply saying, darned if I know the details of why people are attracted to people. Have you ever had the experience where somebody says, I met the most handsome, the gorgeous, wonderful human being, and I want you to meet him? And you go down to the hotel lobby and you meet him. Dog.
Yeah, they're a troll. We've got
a
caller, Dr. Allen. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Hi. I have kind of a strange thing. I'm so thrilled to be talking to you, Dr. Allen. I listen to your program quite frequently. But there's a gentleman that I like very much. And I see him at church. He works at the church.
Well, that's
and,
nice.
And when we have great chemistry, but he has a girlfriend, and someone else who works at the church is a friend with the girlfriend, and she'll tell him that he's with me, and then
is
he pulls
with
away
you?
And
are
he
you
tells
in a relation?
Me
wait a minute. Are you in a relationship with him?
No, I'm not really in. No, we haven't dated at all.
Okay,
we
so you
meet
have
each other at church.
All right, you just meet at church, and you're friends with energy.
Yeah. We have okay. lots of we have a lot of chemistry. We're compatible and whatnot. And he comes after me. He tells me I look beautiful, and he says I wasn't really attracted.
Would you be surprised, because I mentioned church, if I said that men were never meant to be monogamous? Would that surprise you?
No, that does not surprise me. In fact, when we were starting to get to know each other, and the girlfriend would get very jealous, she roped him in to commit to her in an exclusive relationship. But then he starts coming after me, and then the cycle begins. And this has gone on. Like maybe five times where she tells him, no, don't go with her, and he does.
He sounds like a polyamorous man who doesn't want to be in a commitment, and you want to be in his harem, and she's willing to be in his harem.
In his harem?
Harem. You know, multiple women?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, he's got...
Well, you both have him. And God only knows if anybody else has him, too.
I don't know that anybody else has him, too.
I got news for you. Maybe you just don't know. There's a wonderful book by Barish called The Myth of Monogamy, and it's about the nature of human beings is not monogamous. We are monogamous based on religion, based on politics. We're monogamous based on the efficiency of raising families and kids in a monogamous society. I'm just hearing a single man with two single women, and you're having a sensual experience. You're having it, because I don't hear you're having intercourse with him. So,
No, it's all in church. You know, I mean, he just kisses me on the cheek and whatnot and hugs me. I mean, and like Easter, he was just like very passionate. You know, as much as you
Dear,
can be in church. And I think somebody told his girlfriend, and now he's saying he doesn't want to talk to me.
You know what? Then he's more committed to her than you thought. So he's decided which woman is his woman.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I wanted to, when he told me that, I said to him, I'm sorry. And then, we just looked at each other in the eyes for a moment. And I wanted to just talk to him about it, because I feel really hurt and sad, because I really do like him. But I really don't know what to say to him.
What you say to him, it was fun while it lasted, have a good life, goodbye. You had an emotional affair. How long did it last?
It started in the summer of 2013.
So it's gone on for a while.
Yeah, for almost 2 years, right?
Would you do it again?
Would I do it again? Probably not.
All right. Then don't do it again. But if you do want to do it again, remember, all you got to do is pay for it.
Excuse me, I didn't hear what you said.
All you've got to do is be willing to pay for what you choose to do. If you want to be in a harem, you've got to pay for your spot.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Well, I haven't read this book. I know you've mentioned it before.
Which one?
So
The Myth
I'll get
of Monogamy?
It and read it.
Well, I think it's probably appropriate for you, because you are willing to be with a polyamorous man, and yet you believe that somehow, you know, he did it. He didn't do it. You co-created it. And then his girlfriend told him what it was going to cost him, and he dumped you and chose her. And that
right.
was the price you paid.
But then he comes back to me.
I know that. And you know why?
Why?
Because one day he's polyamorous and one day he's not.
That's interesting.
It's called uncommittable.
So do you think he won't even be able to, I mean, he's been dating this girl for like 7 years.
And how many of you has he had?
Two and a half.
No, how many women have accepted him being the way he is?
What?
How many women have been his mistresses, as you were, with him, if we consider him, her, his master woman?
I only know of the girlfriend and me.
All right, that's all you know of. But he has the capability of being with whoever he wants.
Right, if he's with her at church on Sunday and he's with his number one girl, you know, that doesn't mean that he's not with the number three girl at the office on Tuesday. Right.
Oh, I see. Right.
Okay.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Hello, you are on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, really? Right now?
Right now, on the air.
Better turn off your radio.
Is it okay to have sexual relations on the first date?
It is. You turn down your radio.
Yeah, you have to turn down your radio.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right.
Okay. Is it okay to have sex on the first date?
Well, yes.
If you're hiring a prostitute and you pay your money up front, I'm positive you'll have sex on the first date.
Well, Pat, what if she turns out to be Mrs. Wright and I really enjoy her lovemaking skills and I think she's what I'm looking for in a mate?
But are you looking for more than her genitals?
Like Dr. Allen
it depends on how she performs, Pat. I don't want to get a lover.
Are we talking about sexual performance?
Well, I'm trying to look at the big picture, Pat.
I appreciate that. The problem is when you buy it, you're stuck with it. So when you can get a woman to give herself to you without negotiating the boundaries of a relationship, you may regret what you're doing seriously.
So, what are you saying, Pat? It's not the appropriate way to start a relationship?
It's not the sex? Scientific way. You see, the problem is, it's not the scientific way. Nature has set it up so that young women, is your woman young or is she older?
She's older.
Okay.
12 years older.
Okay. And how old are you?
50.
So
she's 62.
She's 62 and you're 50. Now,
yes.
At 62, she can handle casual sex better than you can. Because if you're not careful, you are in a place where you're now more on estrogen, and you could bond to her, and then she can throw you away, and boy, would that do you some damage. One of the side effects of that is the Takotsubo cardiomyopathy heart attack, which is a betrayal, broken heart syndrome. Do you understand that for an older man, it is more dangerous to have casual sex than you can imagine?
Thanks, Pat. I didn't realize that.
What?
But it rings true because I have been. It is harder for me to. It is harder these days. That rings true for me.
So why not build a friendship? Why not get to know each other? enjoy. You know, a couple that takes their time in building an affectionate, foreplay-oriented. You know, intercourse is basically consummation, and it's the marital night. It's the wedding night. Foreplay is the body loving the body and getting to know, and the pleasure of developing real affection demonstrated physically. But when you consummate a relationship, an older man with an older woman is more vulnerable than is safe. And a younger woman who gives away sex too fast is bondable, and that could take 2 solid years to overcome. So build a friendship before you consummate your relationship. Your intuition telling you that she's a good woman.
Yes, yes, I agree with you, Pat.
Okay.
I absolutely agree with you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, caller. That goes to your saying, Dr. Allen. Are
What's
you looking
that?
For vaginas or virtue?
No. Do you want to get laid or paid?
Right.
If you want to get laid, pick with your eyes.
Right.
If you want to get paid, pick with your ears.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got another call. Let's take it. My goodness. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. My question was for online dating and making a profile, what are some good phrases or keywords to use to attract a masculine man?
Be a feminine woman. You
know
what that sounds
like? Okay, so what would
like?
Be like some good phrases to use?
Okay.
To, like,
first of all, sell your femininity, your sensuousness, your playfulness, your sweetness, the joys that you have. You see, Harvard did a
yeah.
nice study, and they asked 10,000 people going through Harvard, why did you mate, why did you marry? Marriage is mating, you know, with a document with the government, and mating is marriage without a document. So here's what they found out. Masculine men want a sensual and sexual home and a sensual and sexual woman to be in that home, not necessarily just sitting there all day, but work, whatever. You can work and do things. So masculine men are looking for sensual and sexual security 2/3 of the time. 1/3 of the time, men want a woman with stature and financial stability because they want to be the women. 2/3 of women want stature and financial stability. 1/3 of women want sensual and sexual security, and they're called cougars. They're usually older women who like toy boys. And older men like younger women because the younger women are more feminine than the older women, and he's already older himself. So do you want to be laid or paid?
I want to be paid.
All right. That means that you have to be very careful about marketing your sexual skills. And therefore, when you advertise, I want you to appeal to the sensual, sexual side of a man's nature if you want a man who's a man. He'll bring the stature, which is marriage, and he will probably bring the stability financially because that's what he gets for being. Remember, a pretty man does some things well. Right? But a not
right.
that pretty man who knows how to take care of a woman and the kids and the family, they do most everything well. By the way, the book on this is The Evolution of Desire by David Buss. So put an advertise that you like what you like to do sensually, and I don't want you to be too descriptive sexually, but convey that you're affectionate. Then the next place on your advertising, say things about you as a creative person. You like to blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it is. But it's feel good first and do good second. If you want to be cherished, if you want to be respected, put out there the do good, then the feel good. But if you want to be respected, you pretty much have to be with the man who wants to be cherished. In my book, Getting to I Do, there's Leslie, who wants to be cherished. And at the end of the book, it's Andrea, who wants to be respected. I have no problem with either one.
Great. All right. This is super helpful.
And
thank you.
Thank you, caller. You can find Dr. Allen's book at www.wantistore.com. And I've had a couple of questions just sent to my phone asking about staying married and loving it.
Oh,
and
yes.
You may find that at Amazon.com. Again, I want to reiterate, too, because I have another question here about private practice. Dr. Allen sees patients privately in Los Angeles and in Orange County. You can reach her office at 949-723-0338.
Or 310-553-8248.
Perfect. And callers, you can reach us at 323-203-0815. And we have a return question.
What is it?
I posted last weekend about what to do with a guy that hasn't gotten in contact with me for a few months because he's been busy and with work, and I've been bettering myself. Well, this evening he asked me what I'm up to this weekend. I haven't heard from him in so long, and now he's texting me like everything is fine.
What? How long is long? I want to know.
She is not saying, but what she is saying is, I don't know what to do. What do I do? I still want him back.
I don't know that he's gone. He just left to test how much he felt about you and decided you were worth calling back. If you don't call him back ASAP and act like a lady, he's going to know that you're a controller. And once you're a controller, you're a competitor.
Right.
Men are built, men, not boys.
Men.
Men are built to compete, conquer, and control your masculine side. So when you want to duel it out with a man, I guarantee you, you will end up alone.
I hope our girl is listening and we have another call. You are on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat. I just discovered your book, Getting to I Do.
Yay!
And yay! I haven't finished it yet, and I'm a 47 year old woman. I was dating a 53 year old left handed man.
Woo!
And it was very stormy and dramatic.
Well, both of you could feel and think about equally. So there were four of you doing a square dance there, or a waltz, I don't know.
Yeah, it was very stormy, and I kind of didn't know how to deal with it, and he ended up storming off about a week ago.
Oh, a week? You got 7 weeks to go.
Okay, so I should give him the 8 weeks to see if he comes back?
Well, wait a minute. What were you going to do? Were you going to call him? Were you going to chase him? Don't do that if you want to be the girl.
Okay. I think I did the wrong thing. I sent him a message, but I haven't done anything else. So
what was the message?
I just tried to explain myself a little bit and explain why I was angry, and I didn't get any reply at all.
What were you angry about?
Well, He's got one grown daughter, adult daughter, who's about 30, and he didn't want her to know that he was spending the night at my house.
How moral of him.
Yeah, so I kind of had a problem with, not that you need to announce
now,
it, but
I
keeping
want,
it a secret.
I want to, I want to ask you, if your dad walked in the door right there, would he ask you how you did today or how you felt today?
Did.
That means you were raised to be a do-good boy. And now what you're saying is you're mad at this man because he wouldn't bring you out into the public. Remember what I'm about to say. Men are hideously idealistic and extraordinarily sensitive. And he did not want to scandalize his daughter by letting her know that he was shacking up with you. Do you understand? Have you had intercourse with him?
Yes.
And your commitment was you're going towards marriage or you're going towards Did you have a commitment contract?
We did, and we were talking about marriage.
Okay. So we did have it or you didn't have it?
We did.
All right.
So, have a commitment. Mm-hmm.
So you wanted him to bring you to his daughter as his future wife. Is that correct?
Yes, and not sort of hide the fact that, you know, he's...
You didn't want to be his no-tell lover.
Yeah.
How come you didn't get a ring?
Well, we hadn't gotten that far yet. So
Wait a minute. He had already put his penis in your body.
Yes.
Isn't that a little far?
Yes.
How about you don't do that anymore unless you've got more of a commitment? Because what you're doing is you're seeing having sex as a commitment. Well, that's a nice idea, but that isn't the way men's brains operate.
Right.
You see, when we have intercourse, we have a tendency to believe we're making love. But a lot of times, when a man has intercourse, he's just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I sense he was ashamed of shacking up with you.
Right, because he didn't want the daughter to know.
He didn't want her to know that he was with a woman sexually that did not have the honor of an engagement or some kind of introduction as his future intended.
I see.
That's a big deal. Okay. That's actually a really big deal.
Yeah, it is a deal.
That makes sense.
I do not approve of people meeting people's kids, do you see, without honor.
And definitely in a commitment. Yeah.
Do you see?
No, I agree, Dr. Allen. I really do. Does that make sense, caller?
It does, yeah. So I guess going forward...
when he calls you, would you please be nice and play with him?
Okay.
Really? And I have no judgment about you having intercourse, except extrapolating the control issue of introducing you as more than a girlfriend at the beginning of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's tough on kids even when they're grown up to understand that. So,
right.
You know, because they're still our dad no matter what, and that's the issue.
That's true.
Yeah, that's the issue for us. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Allen.
What?
We are close to the end, but I do want to say something about some of our callers that have called tonight that I think that they would really benefit from something.
What?
I think they would benefit from taking a look, or should I say a listen, to your beautiful and fantastic A Lifetime of Love, which is based on your book, Getting to I Do, and all those wonderful, important topics that are on that 5-CD set, which is amazing. The set is amazing because it's all of your magnificent things on, you know, masculine and feminine energy and sex and commitment and conflict and all of that. So I wish they'd go and take a look at or listen to that. And they can find that at the wantistore.com. And, of course, they can always find links from thewantinstitute.org and www.drpatallen.com. what have you got to say to us tonight before we leave?
I'm going to say the same old thing. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Awesome. Follow us on Facebook, give us a tweet, and don't forget to give us a one-up on Google. Thanks for coming tonight, you guys. Come back again next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.